Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Forgive me, audience. I am so sorry.
I did not mean for this to happen. Try to do a little something and put some people on, and we just out there, man. I'm just out there real bad. The show gotta go on. I got a few things in this switchboard. And knowing me, as soon as I start playing it, somebody will call in. You know, that's how it always goes. That's the nature of the beast. I'm trying to think what I want to play here because I got a few things I could play. I'm going to play this interview with Bigger the Blocker. And I know Ant, like, who the hell? I know Ant, just, I heard you cussing when you didn't even say nothing. like my grandma used to, I nuked you, boy. I nuked you with some cuss. Who the hell? I'm getting ready to do it again.
I sure was thinking, what the hell did you just say?
I'm mad, man. I'm perplexed. You hear me, right? I'm using a lot of big words. When I get mad, I use a lot of big words. I'm trying not to cuss because I was in Virginia last week recording the new Ron L and TAZ CD, and Ron said, out of the blue, who cusses on the regular as much as he breathes. And he talking about out the blue, well, you're going to have to make the next album kid-friendly. And when he said that, my first words was, ain't that a bitch? That's not kid-friendly. No. I was like, what are you talking about kid-friendly? Well, you know kids ride a car. Man, you mean to tell me I got to go in my late age and be nice and play rock and roll? So I already got a couple of ideas for the new CD, and it's going to be hilarious. Where we almost cussing, but we ain't. But I don't know if we can do that because we don't need to give them an idea that we is on the verge of cussing. I'm in a creative stalemate. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I can't say niggas. And my dad is a preacher, man. And my mom is very much in the church. So therefore, you know, saying niggas, we was allowed to say it in the holy house. And Ron told me, well, you can't say niggas on the seat. Ain't this a trip? I can't even say that now.
Oh, man.
I told that cat I'm going to write him a nice Tony Bennett song. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a Tony Bennett standard. Just, you know, walking the block as the girls go by. You know, some stuff like that.
Oh, no. No,
yes.
Man.
We're going to do it against a hip-hop beat. Or, this is what I want to do. My boy used to do this all the time. He used to do hip-hop standards in a Dean Martin way. He'd be going, a hip and a hip and a hippie, till you don't stop and you won't quit. I'm looking at this cat like, and he's singing all the words, but he's singing them. He ain't rapping them.
Oh, man. It sounded dope, though, didn't it? It sounded good, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was like, man, I can hear that already because I was feeling it. But you know what? There is a CD that's out with Biggie and Frank Sinatra. There is a CD out like that. It makes Frank. No, I got it. One of my play daughters in New York, Elsie Law, who's been on the show a couple of times, she sent me a CD with Frank Sinatra mixed into a couple of Notorious IG songs. And it was hot.
Good Lord.
I'm gonna have to play a couple on us the next No Spins. Well, anyway, I'm gonna play this song by Jean Grey. And are you familiar with Jean Grey?
Nah, not at all, bro.
You gonna have to write her name down at the end of this. You're gonna be very much familiar. This is Jean Grey out of New York rapper. Very dynamic. Listen to the words she's saying, man.
All right.
After me.
You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. 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 You and me and everyone we know.
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Tasha, Miss Do It On My Own, and I want to send a big shout out to Taz on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, ATAZP in a whole pattern, no guests in. Got brother Ant, co-host of the show on. Did you like that cut, man?
Anything that's different than the norm, you know what I'm saying? I like, you know, because, you know, the Nicki Minaj's of the world would not exist in my, if what I just heard from me, right? If I heard, yeah, if I heard her a long time ago, you know what I mean? She deserved to be in the spotlight, bro. That was very nice, very smooth, and very mellowed out, bro. I liked it.
She is in the spotlight.
Not on the mainstream. Not on the mainstream.
She's very, well, she's very New Yorkish, so that's one thing. And she's very underground, and a lot of people that listen to hip hop know who she is. Look her up. Her name is Jean. It's spelled the right way. Gray is G R A E. And when you look her up, you'll see all the songs. And matter of fact, they had out. They had CDs in Best Buy with her in on them. You just got to know who she is. I know that messed you up.
Maybe it's because I kind of like stopped listening to I stopped listening to it like a long, long time ago. Well, the new hip hop anyway. So maybe that's why she's not on my radar.
I'm getting ready to boost your record search 100%, bro. We got a caller in. A caller, area code 313-313. Introduce yourself, please.
Hey, what's going on? This is Jewel from Just Jewel Entertainment.
What's up, Just Jewel? I'm sorry about the problems that we've had. What? You didn't hear my rampage earlier when we first got on 5 minutes late. But it's all good.
You said I ain't hear your what?
My rampage. The way I was mad because of this, because Blog Talk, the way, you know, it's been acting up the last couple weeks, but we on and running. You can hear it on the replay when you replay the show, matter of fact. Yeah, you're going to hear it now. But anyway, I'm calmed down. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad you called back in. Explain exactly, because we got co-host Ant on the line as well. Ant,
hey, how's it going, Ant?
Hey, how you doing, Joel? How you doing?
You know, I can't complain, especially now that y'all got everything working together. So I really can't complain.
Jewel, explain exactly what you do, exactly what is Just Jewel Entertainment.
Well, Just Jewel Entertainment is a entertainment company that deals with everything. You, rappers, singers, actors, dancers, you have talent, I can work with you.
Wow. And how did you get this started?
Well, I got started, I used to be a performer myself back in the day. Way back in the day, many scores ago.
She's only 17, but that's all good.
I wanted to get behind the scenes of things, of everything, because, you know, working with this person, they mess you around, this person mess you around. So I said, well, let me get into the behind the scenes. So I went to film school, so I would be able to shoot the artist videos, and that's
right.
How I got into it. That's how Just Jewel Entertainment started.
Wow. Now, on that note, I didn't know that. Wow. We really need to talk. I got you in the back of my mind, though. I really need to talk to you about that. And you love music, too, so I guess your love for music branched you out in that direction as well. Am I correct in saying that?
You are very correct to say that. I love music. Mm-hmm. I love pop music, country music, folk music. I don't really too much like opera, but if you can sing, I even do opera.
Damn. We might have to go to the office and start an opera singer.
Yeah, and I don't blame you because there is money for it because there is a following in opera as well, especially through plays and stuff. Have you ever been involved in putting on plays or filming plays as well?
You know something? I'm going to be honest with you. I did, when I first got into it, I did want to produce my own play. But I'm not a play writer. And the people that were coming to plays, I didn't want to be involved with it because it was like I didn't like the play. But if I got a good script for a play, if somebody came with a good play idea, I sure would work with them.
Okay, that's just Jules. Just down for anything that's going to make some money.
Exactly. You know, heck, I even shot a few porn. I shot it now. I wasn't in it. I did shoot it.
Wow. I was getting ready to go on the internet and go look for juice and juice.
Me too. I was getting ready. Yes, sir. Hey, we would have been going, that's her. She got the hat on.
I was getting ready to go right on the internet.
I know that's her. She got the hat. And it ain't coming on, bro.
Yeah, that ain't over there.
The song Brain, and I know it ain't got nothing to do with scholarships, but the song Brain, explain that.
The song Brain, that's by my artist, Miss Jackson.
Okay.
Miss Jackson, she did that song. And I thought she did a fantastic job.
Me too, when I heard it, I liked it. It's very catchy and to the point. I know Aunt is wondering what it is. I just ain't going to tell you. I'll let you catch the full meaning when I play it right now. This is Brain by Miss Jackson off of Just Jewel Entertainment. Here we go.
It's exclusive. Miss January. I go by multiple names. I don't know.
So I'm sitting back in his Cadillac with my feet pushed back while he handling that. Slobbing all on my booty cheeks, tending windows, but I don't care if people see me. Need a guy to have it, fuck the time of the day. Morning, noon, and night, Christmas, even on his birthday. Give it, no question. Me, scratching and moaning and screaming. Definitely need it, cause she's so exclusive. So seductive, so delusive. Must include it in your everyday schedule. But she's so incredible. Can't get on her flow. Well, get it, let it marinate on your tongue. Don't talk about it, be about it. Come and get this some, cause I need it. Oh boy, I gotta have it. And coochie juice has got your mind on the front. My, you saying my. Can I put that pussy in my eye, in my nose, on my cheek, in your mouth, don't you speak. Miss Exclusive, I see why they call you that. Ayo, get in my action, I just talk back, let your tongue speak for itself. Eat, while I beat off on your meat, eat. He all into it, yeah, he really liked her. Touchdown, he scored, he found a fumbler. And he cleans up his mess when he's done with her. Man, I like this dude, he's all on top of her. I'm like a lion when it's time to hunt for his prey. I grab you by the neck and don't aspirate, cause I need it. Oh boy, I gotta have it. And coochie juices got your mind from the front set.
Okay.
going to tell you right now, if I had the action of that song done before a test, I probably would pass the test. I would have had enough brain the night before. Brother Ed, I know he got the drift of this song after he heard it.
When it first started out, I didn't know where it was going, man. I was like saying, whoa, wait a minute, are we going to Beverly Hills? To Beverly Hills days or something? Then once it got into it, I was saying, oh, okay, that is kind of catchy. Beverly Hillbillies meeting hip-hop. You know, and I was like, okay, this is cool. This is tight. I like it. And then the more that the song went on and on and on, and I got into it, I was like, I even noticed my head was bobbing a little bit, man. I was like, oh, shoot.
But she, hey, it was a big motivated me, bro. Yeah, and she motivated me. I like the song, and I like the meaning, definitely.
Yeah, that was a good meaning and stuff, you know. I'm going to put that under the category of Beverly Hillbillies meeting hip hop, and I really enjoyed it. So
that was hot. I like the song. I like the meaning, man, because I knew what it was talking about when I first seen the title, because that's the actual verb now for the other word, which I'm not going to repeat. Even though I could repeat it, but I'm not. But I knew what it was about. I wanted to hear how she had to play on words with it, and I love the lyrics as well because I write. So, of course, I was listening for the lyrics.
Well, let me just say this, Taz, in all honesty. Like I said at the beginning, you know, anything that's different from what's going on with the norm that's going on, I like it. You know, that was very creative. It was very meaningful. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I did like it. You know, anything that's different, that was really different. And
most definitely. It ain't the same old run-of-the-mill hip-hop that you do here on the radio.
No, it isn't. It's a far cry. It's far different.
Even on the satellite radio, you don't hear you know, where you can express yourself differently and more openly and songs are played without no censorship, you still don't hear anything of that nature like that, even on satellite radio.
And the stuff like this, the underground stuff like this, that really needs to be get put on the mainstream. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that if it got the chance that it deserves, it could be a song that could go like nationwide. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And as many young folks like Brain, yeah, I could imagine. Yeah, it could get a lot of play. Just Jewel, how did you find Miss Jackson?
Uh oh. Did you lose her?
Jewel. I guess we might have lost her, man. I don't know. Her number's still on the thing. Again, here we go again. This is how we do. She typing right now on Facebook. And like we had to do the last time. Remember the last show we did that?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the type. I see her saying, she's saying something. I'm saying, hey. Yeah, but I like that song. I'm going to play another one by another one of our artists. I was wondering
I have never heard anything like that before. Never. And out of all the hip-hop and all the rap songs, I have never heard it done like that before.
She says she calling and can't get through. She says she calling and can't get through. Let me go back to her.
Okay.
And say, can you hear us? And she going, nah, probably not. It keeps hanging up on her. Will, can you hear me? Will do it on another date. She said she could hear us. I'd rather her here. Yeah, I'd rather have her here because I ain't trying to read nobody's comment, even though, you know, I do got a third grade level reading. I just got my star last week, though. And they mailed the nigga a gold star. She said, hello, I can hear y'all. And okay. They just mailed a nigga a gold star last week, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing good in my weekly reading. And that's a lesson to all you kids listening. Reading is fundamental. I didn't read it. I heard somebody say that.
In other words,
I didn't know that long word. I didn't know what fundamental meant. What is that? Too many letters for me. Anyway, I'm not going to play any of Jules' songs because I want her to come back in. And, man, when this blog talk thing gets straight, it's been like that the last 2 weeks. And I'm going to talk to somebody live so we can get this right because I do my shows on Thursday, and it's imperative. See, when I get mad, I use big words. It's imperative that they get this corrected immediately, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Cause,
they done had a week to work on it from last week till today.
Yeah, and I didn't see on the news, New York didn't have no bombs, did they? They didn't get bombed.
Nope.
So...
Nope.
And they ain't had no floods. The water cleared
nope.
up. I know
yep.
they got damage still. But they ain't had no major catastrophes, so we shouldn't be having this problem.
Nope.
And it would be a problem if my money wasn't coming in there.
Oh, my Lord, that'd be a big-time problem there.
Yeah, I don't pay enough money to have my station on. That's all I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But anyway, I digress. Even though I don't know what that means.
Don't look my way, because I don't know what that is either. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like some fancy dress that you buy at the D&C shop. That's a D-dress dress.
you should have a poll and see how many people know what that word means, because I sure don't know what it means.
I know you know, dog. Don't even try that. So let me, I'm going to play, this is a bit, marriage that was waiting to happen. We've been doing this on and off for the shows, Granny and Bigger the Blocker. My cousin is in this, Rolanda 700 is in this as Granny. My cousin is the guy marrying us, and I'm Bigger the Blocker. This is a marriage that went down a couple of months ago. We've been playing different bits and parts on this show and my web radio show on my website for the last, 10 years since I've been doing this thing. They just now got married, and I'm going to let Aunt, and I guess JJ, a.k.a. Jess Jewel, is still on the line, can hear us, but got disconnected. Here it is, Granny and Bigger the Blacker.
Come on, Granny. You know we got to get down here to this justice of the peace and get mad.
Well, you know you can't be rushing me. We've been waiting all this time to get married. What's a couple more hours? Now, just, I'm coming.
You the one that was delaying us.
I'm coming. Do you have the papers? Do you have the papers?
Yes, I got the papers.
Oh, Lord.
Is your blood test all right, Granny?
Did you?
I don't want to catch nothing when we do it.
Ooh. Now, do you want to marry me or not? Now, don't go in here talking no trash. Now,
I love you.
This place, and then you're going to front off on me about some stuff, because I had other options. Now, come
what?
On.
You had what?
Other options. You heard me. Now, let's go on. You got the papers. Wait, do you have the check, the money? You know it's a fee.
Who is fee? I ain't see fee. It's St. Nathan on this thing.
Do you have the money to pay the man?
Oh, I got the money.
All right, well, open the door for me. Let's go on inside.
You sound like you don't want to get married, Granny.
You keep talking all this smack, talking about, am I going to catch something? I'm just not feeling it right now.
Don't you love me?
I love you, but right now I don't know if I'm in love with you, so you better hurry up and get me inside. Come on.
Come on, Granny. Let's go. Let's go. We got to see a dude named Nathan.
Wait, hold on.
Somebody.
Hold on now. It's these steps. Hold on. Ooh. Okay, come on. You can't even help me up the steps.
I tried to help you, Granny, but you snatched my hand away.
Come on. Let's just go. What door are we going to?
Is y'all looking for the justice of the peace?
Is we looking for the justice of the peace or the magistrate judge? Where are we going, Black?
It's the justice of the peace, Granny.
Okay.
I'm the justice of the pizza and the mac and cheese judge.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, is this going to be legal?
Your name Nathan? Okay, then. We's here to get married. Here's the papers.
Maybe we should have went to Vegas, baby.
That looks okay. Y'all had y'all blood tests done.
Yeah, we had our blood tests done. Tests? What is he talking about?
Well, ain't it on the paper? It ain't on the paper?
I can't see.
Can you read?
I had a lot of cottage cheese, so my eyes are a little cloudy.
Oh,
Lord. Did you just marry me?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
It's just like that. We don't have no witnesses or nothing.
It's a witness right there, baby.
We should have went to Vegas. At least we could have been gambling.
Oh, you gambling right now, getting married. I'm just saying.
Nathan, please, hurry on, sir.
We gathered here today.
Is we supposed to stand side by side and hold hands or something?
I don't care.
You don't have no script for this?
You don't understand. I'm trying to get the lunch. Okay.
What was his blacker?
Yes, Mabel Jean Hopper.
Look, let's come out, because I think we went to the wrong chapel for this, but we're going to make the best of this, because love conquers all.
Yes, they do.
Look,
and I love
love can take care of everything. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
Love can lift us up.
Is you trying to preach, Granny?
I'm just praying on this. Ooh, does that cost extra for you to do that?
12 cents.
Ooh, but don't do that no more. You just say the vows.
Okay. A-E-I-O-U.
Not vows.
Would you come on a man's man?
Okay, dearly begrubbit, we is gathered
grubbit?
Here. Sorry. Dearly beloved, we is gathered here today in the sight of God.
Uh-huh.
Colonel Sanders.
Wait, y'all don't have no music.
Colonel Sanders?
It ain't no music, no little pop organ or something.
I'll hum for you.
You can hum and preach. Go ahead. Wait, is that extra?
Loving.
All
right. We is gathered.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Come on, come closer to the God.
Did he say in the silence of God?
And Colonel Sanders, we come before you. The Johnny's too, and holy macaroni.
Macaroni?
Is it the food chat channel network?
Can we have communion? Because I just can't wait to eat.
Look, I want you to just read it straight from the Bible. We need you to quit ad-libbing with this
macaroni.
Yeah, you got liver and onions and stuff in here.
And then the salad of God.
Okay. Do you take him, say yes?
Yes.
Do you take her? Say,
mm-hmm.
Well, by the power that's revested in me.
Revested?
By the state of California, I go ahead.
I thought we was in Ohio.
Ohio, Tucky. I go ahead and renounce you.
Did this here death do us part?
It's for a long time. It's forever. You want to go to death? You can use that option. It's $2 more. I'd go for the 5 to 10 year plan.
I thought we had the deluxe package.
I would go with, but that's fine.
What did this joker just say?
Blacker, don't get upset. Blacker, come on.
Okay.
Blacker, we're going to look in each other's eyes, and he going to say something about the rings, and we're going to do the thing. Like
Okay.
Okay.
And if you don't do this right, we cutting your tip out.
I don't care. I got coupons. So take this ring and throw it on her finger. This ring is a complete circle. It represents the circle of life. There is no beginning and no ending, kind of like a buffet line. You see what I'm saying?
Get to the point. The ring is on the finger, man.
Wait to eat. Yeah, so and you put your ring on his finger.
Give me a hand, Blocker.
And that represents the chicken fingers that BK used to have with before they got rid of them. And
what?
Now they got them again,
what,
and they got
this
new sauces.
Look, after he gets that thing, we're going to have to ask for a refill. But give me your hand, baby. Give me that. There you go. Let me slide it on.
Okay. Ooh, it's cold.
But it means forevertivity, since that's the plan you chose. And so we going to go ahead and say,
my bad.
You re-interrupting. So, groom, you may salute your bride with a kiss. Sound like y'all drinking shakes to me, I'm just saying.
Oh, that was just wonderful. Oh, I love you so much.
Love you too, Granny. Let's get out. Oh, wait a minute. How much I owe you?
Wait, is it no music? What a
He jamming.
Ooh,
he really, really jamming.
Come on, we're sitting here with checking the mail. Come on, let's just...
Wait a minute.
I like that check in the mail idea. How much I owe you, Joker?
Let's see. We was here for 12 minutes. I could have been eating right around 16 chicken legs.
Give me that $20 deal. Give me that $20 deal.
A pound
That's
of collard
getting.
Greens.
Here, here goes 20.
A 20. Where can I eat? All right.
20? Well, we gonna change it to.
You
a
got
deal.
Any coupons on you? Any type of discounts?
I got a $20
golden
deal.
Buckeye.
Versus a 10.
Mm.
I got a coupon for a free bucket of applesauce.
What am I going to do with that?
Eat it.
Okay, well, that's the magic word. God bless. Good night.
Thank you, sir. And I'd be
thank
sure,
you.
I'd be sure not to refer you.
That's okay. I don't smoke reefer.
Come on, Granny. Come on, Granny. This fool. Come on.
All
come
right,
on.
Let's go. Are we going to the hotel?
Yes, we going to the hotel.
Okay, let's go.
They got a buffet. I'm coming with you to celebrate.
Hey, are you on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you laughing now? I'm gonna tell you right now, brother Ant. We did that all off the top of the head. There was no script.
I really like the. I think the best part was when Granny said, "We should have done this in Las Vegas. That way we could have gambled." I was like, "Lord have mercy."
Wait a minute. My cousin talking about the mac and cheese. All he was thinking about was eat. That cat made me almost bite my tongue about 3 times. I've heard it many times, but I ain't heard it in a while. He almost made me bite
my
tongue.
And you said that came straight off the dome.
Yeah, we did that off the dome. Man, all the ad-libs, even when you hear the skits on my CDs, is all off the top of the head. There's nobody. We'll go in and say how we want it done. We'll direct it and say, we need to say this, we need to say that. And whenever the funny parts come, I just go on and shut down the recording, and we laugh it off and get back into character and come back. And there was about 8 takes on that. I mean, 8 cutoffs, but you really couldn't tell because we just kept going.
Nah, it wasn't. It was good, though.
Yeah, we did it one time, and like I said, it's always off the top of the head, especially with them two, Rolanda 700 and my cousin J-Bug, who's been on here many times, Rolanda 700 herself too many times. We've had too much fun on here acting a fool, but they are fools, and all you got to do is give them a subject and it's on, and me acting like Bigger the Blacker and her acting like Granny. We've been doing that for 10 years, man.
That was good, man.
I know you were tripping like, these guys is nuts.
I'm going to try to do something like that one day.
So what?
I said, I'm going to do something like that one day.
Well, matter of fact, I had an interview, TAZ interviewed Bigger the Blacker. And it was all ad lib too. I didn't write nothing out. And I had to talk
come up with it.
And I had to talk with myself. How did I come up with Bigger the Blocker?
Yeah, how in the world you come up with something like that?
He's a dude, big old man that runs a club called Club Indigo in New York City. And it was on Rolanda 700's first album that I did for her, because we did mm-hmm. five online by emailing the mm-hmm. beats and she coming up with the lyrics. And sometimes I put my lyrics in and then she just mix it back now on her end. So what we did was I acted like I was introducing her on stage at the Club Indigo, and she performed. And so almost every artist that I do music with, Bigger the Blacker has introduced them on stage at Club Indigo. Almost every artist that I've done music with. I mean, I come in and act like Bigger the Blacker on the record, and then I act like The Voice. There's another voice that I do called The Voice, and this is before The Voice TV show even came out, so this is way before that. I was doing this. I'm trying to see if I got a drop. I think I got a drop by The Voice, but I don't know if I got it on there. It could have zapped out. Yeah, I see it zapped out. But I do different things with The Voice. So
that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's just been you know me, I write all the time. I write my my black comic book that's getting ready to come out in a minute, because I already talked to the artist and he's putting the finishing touches on it now.
Oh man, you're going all out.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. I don't know. You know, on my timeline, remember that cartoon that's on my timeline?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the comic book. You click on it and you see the poster. It's done by the artist. I wrote the story, actually.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna go back on there and take and click on it as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, yeah. Click on it and that's the artist that drew it. His name is Raymond Sanders, and I wrote it. I came up with the idea. I've been had the idea for years, but I met him at a comic book convention one day, and we decided, I said, hey, man, I wrote about this girl. You know, I hadn't wrote nothing. Had it in my head. He said, well, email it to me, and I'll read it. If I think it's good enough, we'll do it. And I wrote 40 pages real quick, because it was already in my head, and shot it to him. And I did it like in 2 days, wrote 40 pages, boom, sent it to him. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling this. So, yeah, I'm on.
All right, man.
And you also could go on Hub Pages and pull up 13 pages of the, well, 12 pages of the story now, because it's on Hub Pages, and I add on to it every now and then, so you can read at least 12 pages in my my sister was like, man, that girl Shay Diamond, who is a black female superhero, is a bad girl. That's what my sister said. My sister loves everything that I write, because she grew up with me writing this black soap opera that I wrote 1,000 pages on.
Is that the sister that you have in Texas?
No, this is the sister that's in Texas is basically a play sister I've been known for 30 years, but she might as well be my sister, but I've been knowing her for 30 years. This is my real sister in Ohio.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But of course, everybody knows my sister in Texas, though. My mom and dad and my sister, everybody. They know about her. Everybody knows about her. And people came to my wedding, they know about her. So, yeah, she's real cool. She's crazy, too. But we got 4 minutes. I need an update, man. How the team doing, dog?
It's over, bro. The heat done came back and blew them out, man. They won by, I didn't see the final score, but it was like 100 and something, 88, 89, somewhere around there. So the heat at the end did their thing.
They just didn't have no gas up. I guess, know what I'm thinking? This is what I'm thinking. The heat be playing around with niggas until, like, they get serious. To the end. I'm going to get serious right now.
Now,
you don't want to lose.
I want to tell you what. They did this, from what I've seen, they did this without a. And you know I'm very high on D-Wade because you know I think D-Wade, contrary to what everybody else believes about LeBron James, you know everybody thinks LeBron James. I happen to think that D-Wade is the best player in the league. They did this without D-Wade tonight because when I look, D-Wade only had like 4 points. So if you can do that without D-Wade's contribution, you're doing something good. You know what I'm saying?
He only had 4 points the whole game.
Well, when the Heat was up like 98-88 or something like that, D Wade was on the line. They said he had 3 points, and that was with about 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. So I'm thinking that D Wade only had like 4 or 5 points by the end of the game. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm gonna tell you right now. You know when he scored low, the next game is an explosion.
Yeah,
he's gonna get like
30 some points the next game.
Yeah, he's gonna be mad. He already mad. I want to thank you for calling in. I think Jess Jewel for coming in. We're gonna have you back on again. Definitely.
I'm so
over this, and I'm gonna have to go on here and schedule a day so I can talk to Blower Talk because we ain't having it. And also, I'm trying to schedule. Maybe on Saturday, unless you're going out, you don't have to be here. But I'm going to do a no spins and play some music like that you never heard before.
Oh, I'll be here because I ain't really got nothing else planned for Saturday. So,
all right.
I'll tune in.
I'm going to end this with Frank Ocean. And you know who Frank Ocean is. This song is called Swim Good. I love this song. And after that, we're out. We'll be back. I'll be back Saturday because I'm going to put together a mix. And it's 2 hours of just junk you ain't never heard. Here we go. Swim Good by Frank Ocean. Again, thanks to Jess Jewel and my co-host, Ant-Man.
All right, bro.
Pretty big trunk on my Lincoln Town car, ain't it? Big enough to fit these broken hearts and put them in it. Now I'm driving round on the boulevard, trunk bleeding. Every time the cops pull me over, they don't ever see them. They never see them. And I got this black suit on, rolling around like I'm ready for a funeral. More miles till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Take off my shoes and swim good, and swim good. Take off this suit and swim good, and swim good. Got some pretty big beats on my 808 CCBN. Memory seats that I'm sitting on stay heated. I try to put tints on my windows, but what's the difference? I feel like a ghost, no Swayze. Ever since I lost my baby, I've had this black suit on, rolling around like I'm ready for a funeral. More miles till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. Well, I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me, yeah. Take off my shoes, swim good, swim good. Take off this suit and swim good, and swim good. I'm going up. Don't try stopping me. Try saving me. No. rushing me out, cause I'm about to drive in the ocean. Well, I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me, yeah. I'll take off my shoes, swim good, swim good. Take off this suit and swim good, and swim good.
Awesome, awesome, well done.